Excellencies, Secretary General, Undersecretary General, thank you so much for convening and organizing this very timely meeting. It's imperative right now that we be united in our approach towards the Taliban. UN leadership, of course, is key, and also the rest of the world must have unanimous voices towards the Taliban. This is not the time for competing messages or lack of coordination. And we need to be clear and unequivocal in our communication with the Taliban about their responsibility to respect international humanitarian law and human rights. We've seen the reports during the last few days about women taking to the streets to assert their rights of inclusion, freedom of expression, participation, and peaceful protest, and we have to support them as the international community. There are many issues I could have talked about today when it comes to, for instance, the right of education beyond primary school, but I will focus on the humanitarian issues during my intervention. Firstly, women's participation in society is crucial. Women are, as we know, breadwinners, and millions of Afghan families depend on the income of women to survive. And unless the knowledge and leadership of Afghan women are used to the full, both the humanitarian response and the long-term development efforts will fail. Secondly, safe and unimpeded access must be granted for all humanitarian workers, men and women, to enable them to provide impartial humanitarian assistance to affected communities across Afghanistan. My third point is that humanitarian assistance must be provided solely on the basis of needs, without any form of discrimination on grounds of gender, ethnicity, religious belief, location, or any other factor. And my last point is that we have to look beyond the immediate humanitarian needs and to ensure a broader and more long-term approach. Because we all know that humanitarian assistance alone cannot compensate for the discontinuation of development initiatives. So it's of paramount importance to find the longer term solutions that can safeguard development gains and also prevent a total collapse of delivery of basic services to the Afghan people. Norway is today pledging an additional 100 million Norwegian kroner, approximately 11.5 million US dollars, in additional support to humanitarian organizations in Afghanistan in order to meet the enormous humanitarian needs now present in the country. And of course, this comes in addition to the 161 million Norwegian kroner, which amounts to 19 million US dollars in humanitarian assistance already allocated, which includes support to neighboring countries receiving Afghan refugees. We have also, in this fiscal year, had a very strong increase in the core funding of UNHCR and WFP, with respectively 80% and 166% increase. My final point is to pay tribute to all the humanitarian aid workers who are now working on the ground, trying to provide basic needs and services and save lives and relieve suffering of all of those Afghan people who are now in dire needs. Thank you.